I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Originally, Juno's high school graduation ceremonies were scheduled for this coming Sunday. Of course, the pandemic closed schools in March and dashed plans for big gatherings. So school officials pivoted to appointment-based individual graduation ceremonies that began Monday and wrap up Friday. Graduation day one is underway at Juno Douglas High School, Yada at Kahle. There's a stage decked out with the school's red and black colors, but the school is mostly empty. The telescoping gym bleachers are folded up. A team of photographers and a few school staff who usher the grads through are between appointments.
So, are you guys going to be listening to this on repeat for like 6 hours?
6 hours times 3 days! The class of 2020 is walking the stage and getting their professional photos done here in a socially distant way. One grad and their short list of up to 4 guests at a time over 3 days. Jade and Maya Arujo are twins. They were the first of about 130 graduates to walk the stage at JD. Outside the high school, after their shared ceremony, Jade says this was the next best thing to traditional graduation with her friends.
We're just glad to even have a setup to graduate, so it's really exciting, and we're really happy that we can graduate at least together.
I just think this whole thing feels very surreal. Like, part of the fact that, like, it's kind of like a weird situation that we're in, and also because, like, we're graduating, but I don't know, it felt really good to walk across the stage.
There's a lot of celebratory honking when drivers see young people in their caps and gowns. Maya plans to go to UCLA in the fall. Jade plans to go to Stanford. Paula Casperson is the school's principal. She says she knows the class of 2020 has had a lot of heartache and sacrificed a lot, but that they've shown resilience and flexibility.
And never again will I complain about several hours in the gym on a Sunday when it's hot shaking hands, because I really wish I could hug the kids and high-five them and, you know, that they were here to watch one another.
Thunder Mountain High School has a similar game plan for their 141 graduates this week, and so does Yokosuka Dakahiti Alternative High School. Its 38 graduates have appointments Friday at JDHS. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.